This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Take It or Leave It. I am your host, Jeremy Nichols. Now, we got an interesting playoff series happening right now. I am really, really digging this Phillies and Braves series. I told you guys this a couple weeks back when they played in the regular season. And there's just something about these two teams. They have firepower on both sides, star power on both sides, home run hitters on both sides, good pitchers on both sides. These are the types of series that you live for, okay? Now, usually, I play the later games. Like, of course, we could look at the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers and, of course, the Astros and the Twins. But I don't know, y'all. I don't know. There's just something about this particular series that that I'm actually very excited about, and we will talk about that in a second, because I have six plays in that game. And I know that game is in about 4 or 5 hours, right? So the sooner you can get these plays in, the better. And I'm going to tell you guys this, man. This is all hunch plays for me. All hunch plays. None of these. I'm not looking at what a player has done in this game, that game. I don't care about none of that. Every single game is different. Every single game has its own its own life, right? And that's just what it looks like. So for me, I'm just going to tell you guys what I think is going to happen in this game. That is just the way that I see it. Of course, you guys can fade it. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, man, some people have made money fading some of my plays, and that is how it goes. I will not be right every single time. But I try to do my research, and I try to give you guys good information so that you don't have to necessarily do a lot of the extra hard work. I try to give you what I can, and then from there, you make a decision on your own, okay? But yeah, these MLB playoffs have been pretty insane so far. Pretty insane. From the Rangers sweeping the Orioles, like the Orioles went into that series as favorites. And the Rangers just found a way. I mean, they have – that lineup is disgusting, man. And it's interesting because it's almost like they were waiting – for this moment, because if you guys remember earlier in the season, the Rangers were the team that I would bet on more than anybody, right? First five innings money line. That was the Rangers bet that I ran with, and that made us a whole lot of money, okay? So that team in itself, the Rangers and the Reds for a while throughout the regular season, those were our go-to bread and butter teams. And it's interesting to see the Rangers start to get back to early season form right now in the playoffs. They are a very dangerous squad. Corey Seager has been balling out the gym. Of course, Josh Young and Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien, like everybody is contributing to what's happening right now. And it's pretty impressive to watch. Okay. So I'm loving what I'm seeing from them. So what we'll do, we're going to recap our plays from yesterday, and then we will jump into our plays for this Braves and Phillies game. Very similar to what I said yesterday, not necessarily a same game parlay, but you can put these together if you so choose. I'm just going to give you my favorite plays from this game once we get to those plays, okay? But I'm going to jump into our recap from yesterday to look at what we did. So overall, we did go 4-2 in our plays. We had Corey Seager yesterday to record 2+ bases. I believe we got that at -130. Very good value. And he did, in fact, get those. He actually ended with 4 total bases. And just like I mentioned, man, Corey Seager has been, he's been balling. Like he's been balling, y'all. And he's one of those players where he has home run potential every night. Him and Garcia on that team, both of those guys are RBIs waiting to happen. Okay. And of course, they both hit home runs in that game yesterday. So, of course, they both secured their props. So we had Corey Seager for 2+ bases, and we had Adolis Garcia to record an RBI. And of course, both of them did complete their objective. Now, on the other side, we had Gunnar Henderson to record 2+ total bases, and he ended with 3. So, of course, that hit for us as well. Going down the line, we had Josh Jung of the Texas Rangers to record a hit yesterday. I believe we got this yesterday at -185, if my memory is correct here. I do think I was right. But yes, he did get that hit at -185. So shout out to Josh Jung. So of course, those are our plays that did in fact hit for us. So all of our Rangers plays hit. And of course, the Gunnar Henderson for the Orioles. But the two plays that did not hit for us, which is kind of interesting, Anthony Santander to record an RBI. Now, what trips me about this is, if you really think about their team, he's probably their best player. Okay. He's probably their most consistent guy. And he did not show up. He did not show up, especially in this playoff series. He did not show up. And then going back to last season, we had Cedric Mullins to record a hit. I believe we got that at -175. And Cedric Mullins had a really good year last year, other than the moments where he was injured and he was out. I mean, he became a meme essentially because he was having some really good games. And it was this guy on either TikTok or Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it now, who would release this, Cedric Mullins. Oh, it's Cedric Mullins. Like it was a thing because he was balling. He was one of those guys, man, you could always rely on him, especially last season. So I said, you know what, let's take a swing at Cedric today. Let's see what he got. But of course, that did not happen. He did not get that hit. So it is what it is, but that series is now over and the Texas Rangers are waiting for their next opponent. So, hey man, that is how that goes. All right. So like I said, guys, I have 6 plays for you tonight. It's not necessarily a late game, but it's not one of the earlier ones. It's at least a decent amount of time where you guys will be able to get this placed. It'll be 5 p.m. Eastern time, 3 p.m. Mountain time. So you should have enough time to get these placed in as soon as you can. So without further ado, let's get right on into these plays.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, first play of the day. Listen, man. I'm feeling the Braves today, y'all. I am feeling the Braves today. So I'm actually going to be going a lot more Braves plays. So I'm actually going to start off today with Ronald Acuña Jr. All right. I'm taking him for 2+ total bases today. I'm taking this at -135. Listen, after them winning their last game in the fashion that they did, my mindset is this. The Braves are a confident team. Once you give them confidence, I think they start moving forward with that. They are a very dangerous team. That first game wasn't looking like it. The first half, essentially, of that second game wasn't looking like it. But the one thing about this Braves team is they have a lot of firepower, and at any given moment, they can gain confidence from one play, okay? The one thing you do not want to do with this Braves team is give them confidence, but it starts with Ronald Acuña Jr., and I think that he has a really good game tonight. So I like him tonight for 2+ total bases at -135. This will obviously adjust throughout the day, so get this as soon as you can. Next play, I'm actually going to take one Phillies player on this side here. Well, a couple of them, actually. But I still think this game is going to be competitive. So I like Trey Turner to record 2+ total bases, whether that's a home run, whether that's a triple, whether that's a double, or whether that's 2 singles. I don't care what it is. I think he gets on base. And actually, I'm taking the same thing for Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper tonight gets on base a couple times, or same situation like I just explained, for 2+ bases for Bryce Harper as well at -105. So we're taking Trey Turner for 2+ at -125 and Bryce Harper at -105. I'll tell you guys, man, this play right here is probably one of my favorites on the slate tonight, but it's probably going to be a sleeper play for most people. I'm taking Marcell Ozuna tonight to record an RBI at +140. Yes, +140. I love the value here. I think throughout the regular season, the way that it stacks out for this particular lineup, he's one of those guys who benefits a lot from being in a good spot to get those RBIs. And I think tonight is going to be one of those nights, because if I truly believe that the Braves can pull this off today, and they are actually underdogs on the road against the Phillies tonight. But I like Ozuna tonight, +140 to record an RBI. All right. And on that same strength, I'm taking Matt Olson to record a run. Now, Matt Olson, obviously one of the top home run hitters in the league throughout the season. He can definitely get a home run. He can definitely just get cross base, whether they walk him or whatever. I think he can make it happen. So give me Matt Olson to record a run tonight at +100. And last but not least, I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves +1.5 on the run line at -192. Now, you guys can absolutely take them on the money line at plus money. I believe it's at maybe +105, +106, right around that area. Take the value if you want to, but I'm just going to take that plus money or take the plus on the run line there, +1.5 at -192. I like that cushion for this type of team. So either way, if it stays close, we still have that benefit of the doubt. But that's what I like for you guys today. So quick recap here. We're taking Ronald Acuña Jr., Trey Turner, and Bryce Harper all to record 2+ bases, Marcell Ozuna to record an RBI, Matt Olson to record a run, and the Atlanta Braves +1.5 on the run line. That is all I have for you guys today. Listen, good luck. Get these in as soon as you can if you like these plays. If not, fade them. It's up to you. But like I tell you guys all the time, you got 2 options. You take it or leave it. I catch y'all tomorrow. Peace.